I've been keeping an eye on your progress in my class, and I must say truly that I am impressed. In fact, I'm thinking of sponsoring you for the Houston exhibition on Tomorrow's Artists. So, what do you think? Huh? Well?
No, thanks.
But you cannot be serious! This is a very prestigious exhibit! Only the most promising artist in Houston will be showing!
Not interested.
But you're the best we've ever had! We need you to represent us and show the committee what the Foster Wolf Art Experience School can produce!
You don't produce me. You're full of crap! The only reason I even come here is for the models! And I would rather die than have anybody think I was ever within earshot of you and your pathetic act.
Okay. You don't have to say you came up through my system. Just let us be your private sponsor. Nobody will know but the Arts Committee, and that's all we need when we try to renew our grant. There'll be representatives there from every major gallery in the country. This could be your big break.
Okay. But you have to stay away from me, got it? I don't want any association between me and your...
Yes, of course!
No sponsoring or anything like that, got it?
Oh yeah, got it. No problem, not to worry. I'll take care of everything. Thanks again!
Well, did she agree to let us sponsor her for the exhibition?
Are you kidding? She was so excited she about broke my hand shaking it. What are you doing?
This is my project for the exhibition. What do you think?
What's it supposed to be?
America!
It's just a barrel full of baseballs.
Aha! That's just what they want you to think. Look, see? They each have a little X on them. Huh?
So basically, your piece is a statement on the secret agenda of Major League Baseball.
Foster, the truth is out there! Chris Carter says so!
There's one last piece of pie left. Anybody? David, you didn't eat very much.
No thanks, Francine. Salad, spaghetti, homemade rolls, and two pieces of cherry pie is my limit. I'm stuffed.
I'm not going to cook anymore if you two aren't going to eat it. Excuse me.
Have you guys ever heard of the Houston Exhibition of Tomorrow's Artists?
Sure. That's a big show. A lot of famous artists got their start there.
When is it, Kachu? Do you want to go?
I guess so. I've been invited to show my paintings there.
What? Are you serious? Kachu, that's great!
You're going to be in the exhibition for real?
Yeah. Looks like it.
Kachu!
What?
Well, it's nice to see we're taking this all in stride.
Oh my god, what will we wear? We've got to go shopping.
Oh yeah, that was my first thought.
No, Francie, see, it's the art they look at, not us.
I know, but you gotta look nice, right? You don't want everybody thinking we live in a rent house by the railroad tracks.
Francine, we do live in a rent house by the railroad tracks.
I know, but you don't want everybody thinking that? Sheesh.
Reality zero. Francine, Negative one. Your turn.
Nah, I kind of like her version.
Ah! I have no clothes!
So, are you going to show a cross sample of your work? Or do you think maybe a theme of some kind?
I don't know. I was kind of hoping you guys could help me figure that out.
I think the lilies are pretty.
Pretty. How nice.
Well, I don't know what to say. I look at a painting of flowers and all I see are flowers. You guys see all that artsy stuff.
David, what do you think?
I still like the nudes. They're really powerful, Kachu. What? You disagree?
No, it's just... I don't know. Oversized paintings of masculinity just don't mean that much to me anymore. Whatever that means. I'm looking for something different. Softer, more natural. Something...
Okay, guys, tell me the truth. Slinky sweater dress in slimming black or chic gray conservative. What do you think?
Closer to my heart.
You've been listening to episode 4 of Strangers in Paradise Book 7, Sanctuary, by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Nicole Tomte was Francine. Vanessa Van Zaire was Kachu. David Ellis was David. Tim Price was the art instructor. Casey Boutinot was art assistant. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus, available on archive.org. As always, you can contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8tw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
What? Too much? Too little? I have khaki. What? Oh!